CD 1. Track 1.
I'm interested in buying a radio. Can you help me?
Yes, of course. As you can see, we have this analogue radio on special offer today for £29.99. They're normally £35. We've also got a much more modern range of digital radios. Those are over there.
Oh, yes, digital radios. These are the modern ones.
They're the new technology. This one, for example, sells at £95. The analogue radios are looking a bit old-fashioned now.
But what is it that's better about the digital ones?
Well, the main advantage with the analogue ones is, of course, cheapness. But the main advantage with the digital ones is the number and variety of stations you can get. Hundreds of them. All kinds of stations playing music, rock, pop, classical, everything in fact, as well as news, current affairs, comedy, all sorts.
What about the sound quality?
The quality is very good. Under certain circumstances, you can get amazing sound quality with analogue, but this is usually with very expensive radios, which would normally be part of a hi-fi sound system. We have lots of those on the third floor, if you're interested. The second great thing about digital is clarity. You get no interference. Well, less interference than with analogue. You get a very clear and clean sound.
Well, I want a radio for the flat I share with three other friends of mine.
In that case, you want something that will last. The analogues come with a one-year guarantee, but the digitals have a two-year guarantee, which is extendable to 3 years if you pay an extra £26. The main disadvantage with analogue is that it will be turned off in a few years. We don't know exactly when, but sometime.
But what about the batteries? I've heard that they use a lot of batteries.
That is probably the one disadvantage of the digital radios. The battery life is not very long, but they all come with rechargeable batteries, which really solves the problem.